The meaning behind their behaviors. I do so with an agenda. I am not allowed to provide for you information that will interrupt the learning of lessons for you. When I am blunt with those of you who are experiencing difficulties, let us say, you might say it is for your own good. From my perception, I see the probable outcomes of your life should you proceed down the trajectory of soul evolution on which you find yourself. Now, with this particular human that you are describing, might I say that by being blunt, I provided a brief moment of honesty for this human. Many of you hide from your lessons. That is the way it is for you in the third dimension. You know indeed, before you come into physical reality, what are to be the challenges, the lessons for you in your physical life. The amnesia prevents you from remembering the loving grace of your home dimension. The home dimension is where you go in between lives after your transition from physical existence. But if you were to remember how loving it is after death, you would not be inclined to learn the difficult lessons of physical existence. Now, all of these lessons, might I add, are concerned with creating a state of loving understanding in your consciousness. All of these lessons are concerned with establishing a state of consciousness of great courage, courageous exploration of your reality. Have I answered that?
A very decent answer, Seth. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for the help that you have offered me. And as you know, I was sometimes dubious of it being you, but then when Mark and I had an argument and Mark channeled you on his own and apologized to me immediately after the argument, I knew it wasn't Mark. Because in marital discussions, often one person, at least in our relationship, it is hard for you to apologize to me, and it is hard for me to apologize to you, but Seth had you apologizing much more quickly than I'd ever known a human being to apologize to me. So,
well, that was indeed impressive and quite an answer. Thank you for asking that, Carol. We have a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. I almost forgot to put on my headset. Hello, caller. Okay. I think I did. I'm sorry, caller.
You can't hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. This is Chaya. I'm calling to say happy birthday to you, Chloe.
Oh, thank you very much, Chaya.
And I have a question for Mark. Does it have to be a question for Seth, or can I ask Mark a question?
You can do either, I think, but it looks like he's in Seth mode.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, my question is that I'm a virgin to the Seth world, so this is my first Seth experience. And I'm listening really carefully, and as a person who is, you know, deeply involved in religion, it sounds to me like God, like it's another way of framing the God experience of the creation of the world and the sacred text, and speaking through people who speak for God and people who experience the texts as being very sacred. It's all very familiar, but it's different languaging. And I'm wondering what you think about that.
I think I can answer that as Mark. the way Seth has described it to me is that currently we're experiencing a time similar to the time of the prophets when humans were in direct personal communications with the higher powers, whether you want to call that God or angels or spirits. It's that way now, and I think it's happening again now. Like as I said earlier, the circumstances demand that we make a quantum leap in consciousness, if you're familiar with that term, to prevent the creation of more negative realities. Seth says that we live in a toxic reality as a planet. It's a reality in which war is okay if we get what we need. It's a reality where the poor and disabled are punished for their poverty. It's obvious to me that it's a time of opportunity for us to start making better decisions as a collective. Now, Seth is sort of critical of mainstream religions in his new books.
Right.
And he has some reasons why, I think. I guess the main, most obvious reason is we are creating a toxic reality for ourselves on this planet, in spite of the fact that we have a number of world religions that espouse a totally different agenda for their constituents. So I guess that's the way I would describe it. If you want to call it a religion, I don't think it's fairly accurate. It is a spiritual practice. It is a spiritual teaching. And I once asked Seth, well, what's the difference between you and a God with a capital G or with a lowercase g? And he said, I am certainly not a God. I am an envoy from the sacred, from all that is, to help humanity. And he describes the life force, what you might call God, as all that is, to keep it sort of non-denominational, to sort of avoid these kind of intellectual loops that people can get into, which prevents a deeper understanding of this stuff. Again, in his new books, he is trying to get out of the intellectual ego perspective that says, how many angels can we balance on the head of a pin? He wants people to go within. He's asking people to go inward.
Yes.
In a total trusting, courageous effort to explore their personal realities. And I don't know, does that answer the question somewhat?
I think it does answer the question, which is that he's critical of world religions and doesn't see the connection. And that's what I wanted to know. I mean, I think there's so much more to religion than just, you know, the violence that we see on this planet right now. And there's many, many movements of mystical and deep spiritual, you know, religious movements. But and I see the languaging very, very similar to what you're saying, but just in a different frame. So that maybe this generation of people that aren't attracted to world religions will find another way in. That's the way I'm interpreting what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a different handle for people.
Right.
He uses the New Age terms.
Right, because some people can hear that differently than they can hear. It's like some people can see the color purple and other people need to see the color red. That's how, but it's really all the same. That's kind of how I'm how I'm interpreting what you're saying. But thank you for answering.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your birthday.
Okay, bye-bye. Happy birthday.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm going to hang up.
Well, that was a fun caller. We are at 263-3435 if anyone else wants to call in and ask a question of Mark or Seth. I'm noticing in relation to that, the unity of consciousness dimension.
Yes.
And this is the inner world making known to the outer world is what I understand.
Yes.
And the opportunity now or what is happening now is much greater, you know, likelihood than ever before or possibility, perhaps.
Yes.
How is the word probability used? You use probabilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of involved.
Okay, well, maybe we don't have to go there.
Let Seth describe it.
All right.
Now, dear listener, you create your reality out of probable behaviors, ideas, images that you combine in various amalgams of reality creation. Now, I mean this literally, so that the radio you see in front of you is a product of your reality creation activities. You are involved in a deep, rich, what you might call telepathic rapport with everything in your personal reality. Now remember that everything, the atom that composes everything in your world, the substance of molecules of air, all is composed of consciousness units, meaning everything is conscious. Everything is self-reflective to a degree. So you are involved in a sacred dance, you might say, of reality creation efforts on the parts of all involved. Again, this also includes the tree in your backyard. This involves the piece of furniture on which you rest your feet. Everything is consciousness. Everything is aware. So that this concept of probabilities becomes a matter of what probable behavior will I enact next? We suggest that you choose the one that is filled with the most love, with a capital L. It is quite that simple, really. If you, in this moment of reality creation, in this precise moment, intentionally begin to create a reality for yourself based on loving understanding, and you encourage members of your family, members of your community, your city, to do the same. Before long, you will find yourself in a loving community, a loving collective of humans. It really is that simple. I hope I have answered that question.
Well, I think you did for me, and I don't know why I asked that question. It just kind of came out, and I'm glad I did, because I did want to bring in that aspect of switching from the negative to the positive, and bringing that in. I don't see that we have any other callers. We're at 263-3435. There's so many questions I can think of asking. It's just like.
Could I relate an experience?
Sure. Yes, thank you.
I try not to ask Mark for many Seth sessions because, you know, I remember when I was in my 20s learning how to do the Tarot, and your life doesn't work if you sit and do the Tarot all day long. You have to live your life. But one day I was asking Seth, about my success as a writer, because I am not a successful writer. And in the reading that I received, I was told that in the next night, that night or in the next night, I should talk to myself before I went to sleep to ask for the answer. So when I went to sleep, I was sitting at like an old-fashioned desk. In my dream, I was at an old-fashioned desk at a typewriter, and I had a screenplay that I've already written and already finished. And I was retyping it for some reason in the dream. But the whole feeling was, oh, this is that unsuccessful screenplay. And then I heard a voice that said, no, now move to the desk of success. And I got up, and there was an identical old-fashioned desk and an identical typewriter. And I sat down, and I put the paper back in. And I had a different attitude. It was that now I am typing this. I mean, it was the same screenplay, but my attitude was, and now since that dream, I've started to make connections with people who probably will be able to help me with becoming successful. But when, you know, when we permeate our own consciousness with the idea of happiness or loving understanding or success or health, then it's true, like it radiates out into all of, you know, the guitar in the corner and the TV and the cat on the hearth. Everything radiates that. But the negativity that our society builds up for us, is, you know, we have to watch it and try and overcome that.
Oh, wow. Well, that's, and that, that's a good example of the use of a dream, too. You had wanted to acknowledge Robert Butts.
Yes.
And so I'd like to let you go ahead and do that. He's a very
Certainly.
Important.
Yeah, Robert Butts, the scribe, as we call him, for the Seth material, he wrote down in longhand all of the communications from Seth that his wife, his loving wife, Jane, spoke over 20 years of the original Seth materials. And he passed away on the 26th of May after a fairly lengthy illness. And I'd just like to acknowledge what he started and give thanks to him wherever he might be. We really appreciate what he did, and I'm sure a lot of people in the audience do also.
So you were connected with him for over the years?
Yeah, according to Seth, we're all in the same entity of consciousness.
Right. Well, I want to thank you so much. Our hour's much too short. It's coming to an end. I want to mention your website again, and also that people might want to call you who want readings or hypnotherapy, and your phone number is, I have it written down here, 278-7223, and that's in 707. So you can reach Mark at 278-7223. And the website for Seth Returns is www.sethreturns.com. You're having an event coming up where is it the 21st of July? Or is
the 20th of July. At the Lower Lake Unity Church.
Okay, Lower Lake Unity Church on the 20th of July. And
noon to 3?
No, it's 3 to 5.
Okay, from 3 to 5. And what will that event be? Just a chance to get together with you? And
well, we're going to call it Using the New Seth Material to Improve Your Life.
Ooh.
Practical application of these techniques in your life.
Okay. What day of the week is that?
It's a Sunday.
A Sunday. That's a good day for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm awfully happy to have you on, and I hope I can have you back, because and
certainly.
Actually, I want to have a Seth group over here in the Lakeport side, because, well, gas and just time, I'd rather have it be here, like the one you have over the reading group. And I want to thank Joy Bird for bringing us together here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joy. I hope you're out there listening.
Hey.
And again, you can hear the show repeated 8 p.m. on Monday evening. Thank you both, Mark and Carol.
Thanks, Chloe.
And stay tuned now for Democracy Now. Mm-hmm. And this is Chloe Carr.